He looked between us with that kind of squint-eyed suspicion that I've only ever seen on people who've lived so long that the muscles in their forehead that hold up their eyebrows finally gave up and retired after getting sick of waiting for the rest of the body to just give up and die already. "You know," he said in a voice that made me expect he'd yank a corncob pipe out of his britches, "time was around these parts when a body could get proper drunk and then have a proper sleep without pissants like the two of you wrecking everything with talk of damn fool stunts you ain't got no idea about, and then go on home and get on with the business all over again. Now it's got so you can't even be an old man in peace." He produced a lightning gun from his pocket. "Without having to go around waving guns at folks. Why don't the two of you boys just go and have yourselves some fun and leave me to my arthritis?" I shook my head, trying hard to keep the grin off my face. "You're Gurgle Tippler. Sonny, I done gargled a lot in my life. What's it to you?"
"You designed this station," Jeff said.
I jumped ahead of him. "You did the first orbital skydive, and the first solar sailing competition, and the first interstellar Newtonian."
"I know who the hell I am, boy. I ain't that far gone yet. Who the hell are you?"
"Rob Suarez. Suave Rob, they call me. I won the orbital jump gold yesterday. This is Jeff Feuerbach. He pulled bronze."
"Orbital jump, huh?"
He gave us a cynical look, raising one eyebrow and then another, like each one was lifting 100-kilo weights.
"So you're either wusses or you're dumber than Regolith. Which is it?"